Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Tuberculosis is still a major health concern for Aboriginal communities. Inner-city natives are susceptible to drug-resistant strains of TB. But according to Dr. Malcolm King, it's the Inuit and First Nations people of Canada's far north who are most at risk. Dr. King is the scientific director for the Institute of Aboriginal People's Health, which is supported by the Canadian Institutes of Health Research.
Certainly a lot of it would go away if we were able to improve the housing and reduce poverty in those northern Aboriginal communities. It's also a case of education and failure to communicate well between health providers and community people. There's a long history of distrust. People were taken from their homes with tuberculosis in historical times, in the times of people's grandparents now, and many never came back.
An inhaler developed by Dr. King holds great promise in preventing the spread of tuberculosis among family members, particularly to young children. Thanks today to the Canadian Institutes of Health Research. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.